Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. We're a little delayed tonight because I went to see The King and I with my friend Madeline for my birthday. So here I am broadcasting from my bright red desk on August 30th, a little late on a Sunday night. But we're going to get it out there and help you talk to you about the week ahead, what's going to happen, how to work with it, and what to do as we move forward in this lovely, lovely energy of ending, releasing, and new beginnings kind of simultaneously. So first, a shout-out for my friend Jim, whose son Nicholas was swimming off the coast of South Africa. Please put Nicholas in your prayers for a safe return home. Jim and I work together at Pepsi, and his son is down there in Cape Town. And, of course, every parent's worst nightmare is their child going missing. So please pray for Nicholas Upton and hold him in the light and that he come home safe and sound. So, it is Saturn in Scorpio, the last degrees. So Saturn in Scorpio, and of course Sedna, the ocean goddess, stationed last week. And this week we have the sun opposite Neptune the next couple days. So it is a lot of ocean energy, a lot of emotional energy. Went to see the King and I, and, you know, cried my little eyes out. It was great. But it also really makes you aware of, the stories. And, of course, at the end there's a change, and the young king, the old king is dying, stands up and says, you know, I don't want you bowing to me anymore. I don't want you being subservient. And, of course, there's a scene where the king goes to whip the girl who's run away to pursue her love because she's a slave. And I, just finished reading 12 Years a Slave by Solomon Northrup. And I think about all the changes that we have in our culture. And I know that there's times when it feels like things are really, really hard. But I think those are the times when we need to look back at how far we've come. We forget. Right before the showtime, I was reading Wayne Dyer died, pulling your own strings. He was a legend at Hay House. And one of the first self-help books I ever read. And he talked a lot about, taking responsibility for your life and making your life the best it can be. Apparently he passed away in his sleep last night. And I think, with Saturn in Scorpio through September 17th, his last degrees of Scorpio, a lot of ending energy, a lot of wrapping up the story, a lot of saying, okay, we're done with this, we're done with that. And although he's not having any aspects right this second with planets, he is, but not, it's not like last week when, everything was ending. Saturn in Scorpio, last degrees, wrap up the story, and it is the sign of death. So our job is to say, or transformation, or psychological awareness. So just to be very conscious of people that are in despair, people that are really feeling bad, people that are kind of, hanging on by a thread, or people that are just really ill or old. So cherish the time with your families this next week. We're going to the last bits of summer. Next weekend is Labor Day, and we will have a show on Labor Day, on Sunday of Labor Day, which is the 6th. And we move forward into the fall. Now, last week, the sun went into Virgo. Virgo is all about busy, busy. And I was talking last week about it kind of kicking off a bunch of energy because it joined with Jupiter. And then this week, tomorrow, on the 31st, it's going to be opposite Neptune. And this is about the dream, this T-square that we have coming up. I said I would talk about it a little bit this week. And it's going to be kind of an ongoing theme. We've got it until next September, a year from now. So we're going to be working with this T-square till then. And it's an interesting energy. It's three big cycles that are kind of talking to each other simultaneously. So I want you to think about, and I was doing this, I did this in a reading with a woman today, and she's like, okay, I'm completely overwhelmed. So I'm going to have to figure out a way to explain it a little better. My splaining's not so good right now. So we have three big cycles, and I want you to think about what you were doing in your life at these times. Saturn joined Neptune, which was November of 89. So that's the Berlin Wall falling, Russia falling apart, right? In the November of 89, at 10 cap. Then Jupiter joined Saturn. That was May of 2000, and that was at 22 Taurus. And then Jupiter joined Neptune, which was December of 209 at 24 Aquarius. Now, for me, 89 was when I first went off on my own for a business, when I finally went, okay, I'm not going to work in corporate anymore, I'm going to start my own business, and that's the point when I did computer consulting. And I was doing programming for my clients, and I was doing, found a billing system for lawyers, and I was installing that, and, you know, kind of led to different stuff, but it was really when I went, okay, I'm not going to be corporate girl anymore. I mean, I'm going to sell to people, but I'm not going to work for a company. And it was kind of an interesting time. I had been had a very bad Pluto transit. And you emerge from Pluto transits very wary. And I kept going on interviews and interviewing places and going, are you a sociopath like that last guy I worked for? Pluto. And they weren't, but I would get the job and turn it down. And my boyfriend at the time, when I turned down the job from IBM, goes, Ann, biggest company in the industry, you know, maybe you want to just give yourself permission to be in your own business. Because what had happened was people started asking me for work, and I started doing work, which was great. And so I was making enough money, and I kept interviewing and being nervous, you know. So I went, all right, you're right, you're right. I'm gonna make a commitment to be in my own business in November of 89. May of 2000 was I was working at Pepsi, and we'd finished all the year 2K stuff, and I was very clear that it was that was great, and they were like, well, we'll promote you if you do this other huge project. And I was like, I really want to be an astrologer now when I grow up. So that was kind of knowing, no, time to go do the new job. And then December of 2009 was for me a real bump up in my astrology practice there's moments when you really feel like you know what you're doing. And that was really what that was. It was like, I actually know what I'm doing here. And I'm actually doing it, you know. So it was, they for me were all work-related. And, of course, this T-square is in my workhouses. So it's on my midheaven, you know, whatever your Sagittarius house is, your Neptune house, my first house, your Pisces house, my first house, and then my Virgo house, my seventh. So for me, they were work-related and my client interactions, right, what I wanted to do, what I did with my clients, and where I was heading with my life. So I'm at a crossroads again, as these three guys come together and they say, okay, you know, you're an astrologer. What else is your dream? What else do you want to do? So, you know, I've been working a lot on it. I mean, I tell you guys to do it. I do it myself. No shoemaker's children here. But we're starting this big cycle. Now, the first part of it, and it's going to have phases. So we're going to have first Neptune and Jupiter talking a lot, which is what they're doing now. And the two of them are, and Saturn still is in Scorpio, so he's busy doing Scorpio stuff. He's not caught up to Jupiter and Neptune yet. He's still in the old, wrapping up the old. But Neptune and Jupiter have switched signs. Well, Jupiter's just switched last month. And Neptune, of course, has been in Pisces since February of 2012. So since February of 2012, there's been a shift in your dream. And now Jupiter's opposite the Neptune, and he's saying to it, so what's the new dream? What are the details of the new dream? And as I said last week, we did a little lecture on Jupiter. This week, Neptune, you know, and Jupiter doesn't really like being in Virgo because there's just, you know, he wants to wave his hands and say, just do it. But he is in Virgo, so he's got to work with that for a whole year. So he has to-do lists. He has a lot of lists to do. And he's talking to Neptune, and he's saying to him, okay, so let's make a plan, you and I, oh, Neptune and I. And so think about these two guys. You know, they're both, one's in charge of the ocean, one's in charge of the sky. Not grounded energy. But visionary, and more importantly, emotional, is Pisces. So it's visionary, emotional energy, right? And our job is to vision and to feel the emotions. This is a very emotional week because the sun is going to come to oppose Neptune. Last week, the sun joined with Jupiter. So the ego is coming to integrate these two energies. So Sun-Neptune says, okay, let's get this working. Let's figure out what you're doing. Last week, Jupiter's sun said, okay, what's the vision? What's the plan? What's the idea? What are you trying to do? And, of course, Sun Jupiter wants us to expand things. it's very much a let's try something new and exciting and get some, you know, it's a little bit narcissistic. You know, you're supposed to be going, well, what I really want is this. And that's healthy, not a problem. So this week, the Sun-Neptune opposition goes. Now, we're going to be working Sun-Neptune until Saturn gets into Sag, which is at the end of the month of September. He gets there, which is next month, not even this month, because we're still in August. Hard to believe, though. I feel like I'm working in September already. Sagittarius, he switches into Sag in the 17th of the month, and then Pluto goes direct on the 24th. And then it's kind of full steam ahead. We are in major new category, major new area. Saturn, everything's pushing. But this week, this month, it's about the dream. And a lot of people last week and this week have been reporting being really tired or really wiped energetically because there is so much water, or deeply, deeply emotional. I mean, Madeline and I just sat there and sobbed our little eyes out at the K&I. And, of course, we know we're going on a Pisces moon. So it's all about the ocean and all about crying, but it still is deeply, deeply feeling. And, you know, it's nothing like a Rodgers and Hammerstein, I tell you. Those guys knew how to write musicals. So we're sitting there sobbing away and, you know, listening to beautiful singing. And, you know, it's about that sensation of where you want to merge with your soul, with the divine, with abundance. And then we went out and had seafood. Of course, it's a Pisces moon. You're supposed to eat seafood on a Pisces moon. Understand this next week, as the sun moves forward opposite Neptune over the next couple days, it's big. It's an emotional openness. And Jupiter's right behind him. And Jupiter and Neptune, you know, these two big guys, these brothers out there working the dream or talking. And you know how when you sit around and, you know, you're having a cocktail or you're hanging out with some friends and you start telling stories and you start laughing and you start coming up with kind of blue sky. That's the energy of this. It's blue sky. It's not reality. Don't worry about how you're going to do it. That's going to happen when Saturn gets busy and bothers you in November. Right now, just think about the vision, the dream. What is it, the real call of your soul? And I've been speaking to lots of people who are changing, who are moving, who are saying, you know, I'm going to move to Seattle. I spoke to someone earlier this weekend. I moved, you know, when she booked the appointment, she was still in, you know, in New York, and she moved to L.A. in between. She goes, oh, by the way, I've moved to L.A. It's like, oh, okay. It's understanding that we have a new dream, or we have a whisper of a dream. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but we know the shape, or we have an idea, or we have a, and so it's not really about measuring it, counting it, holding it accountable. It's about allowing it to whisper in your ear and talk to you. And Wayne Dyer, who is perhaps one of the more motivational speakers who encouraged people to really follow their dreams and not let people pull, remember he had one book called Pulling Your Own Strings. And I remember thinking, that's it. You know, I'm a Virgo. I love puppets. We used to do puppet shows when I was a kid. We all had puppets, and I had, you know, well, whatever. We had puppets. And, you know, pulling your own strings, the idea of what are your strings you want to pull? And, of course, Virgo is lots of little strings, right? So that's why puppets are ruled by Virgos, to get that minute moment. Ventriloquist dummies are also ruled by Virgo, just so you know. But our job with this energy is really about the vision. And it's about the hope. And, you know, perhaps a little despair, because Saturn is at the last degrees of Scorpio. But if it is despair, talk to it. You know, one of my friends went down to Florida because a 20-year-old hung himself. Her, I guess, great-nephew. It's some kind of relative. I'm not quite sure who. But she went down to visit for the funeral. And I remember thinking, you know, reading on the guest book posts, you know, all these people saying what a great kid he was. And he's dead. And he's 20. And he chose to leave. So there's people choosing to leave, too. So, you know, if you're choosing to leave, just kind of hang on a little longer. Because this Neptune Sun really wants you to not judge it, but to just go with the flow. To ride with it, to try it, to kind of say, okay, what's our vision? What's our dream? What is the hope in our heart? And it is an inspirational aspect, but it also is an aspect that invites us to try on a different level. You know, there was a very sad death here in New York of a young man who was 21, and he was the youngest black man, and he was also the youngest, first black man, and the youngest man to ever play the role of the guy that's hunted. I know Javert hunts, but I never remember the name of the guy that gets hunted in Les Mis. And they made him up like an old guy, and he just finished a run, you know, as an understudy. And he was on his balcony, on his fire escape, which is technically New York's balconies, and he stood up, and he fell backwards off the balcony, and he died. 21 years old, and his dream was always to play this role. And he's dead. Beautiful singing voice. I mean, he's on the internet if you Google him. And I think we need to remember how the preciousness of life as the season of summer comes to an end. Because it's kind of in the fall, there's that little whisper, the little invitation to, the killing frost is coming. Your time here on earth is limited. Your space here on earth is small. What's next? You know, what's next? What's your dream? So watch for the dream energy this week. Watch for the inspiration, the call to your soul. And we'll talk more about this T-square, but right now, this week, it's this Neptune-Jupiter opposition. Pretty soon, Saturn and Sag is going to get in there and cause a little mucking it around because, you know, Saturn and Sag is pretty bossy, actually. But right now, Jupiter and Neptune are kind of cruising, having a good time. You know, drinking margaritas, hanging out on the beach, eating seafood, laughing, celebrating the end of summer, and getting ready. So prayers for Nicholas Upton, please, that he be returned safely home to his family. And forward into the week. So August 31st through September. We're into September. We're into Virgo time. 8 Virgo through 13 Virgo goes the sun. And Eris, the goddess of discord, and Neptune are very active tomorrow on the 31st with the sun. So the sun sesquiquadrates Eris and opposes Neptune. And he's very much about, okay, let's figure this out. So it's can be a very emotional day tomorrow, the 31st. And then as the sun moves forward into the week, he has a sextile to Poseidon on the 3rd, and he has an inconjunct to Vesta on the 4th, so there's a lot of energy there around, you know, where are we going and what are we doing. And then the sun parallels Uranus on the 4th, which is an unexpected information or unexpected news coming your way. Trines Pluto on the 5th, and he invites an energy of transformation. Now remember, Pluto is slowing down. He's getting close to, he's just 1 degree away. Hi, Remo. He's 1 degree away from his station on the 24th. But the sun trine Pluto is a very powerful Earth energy, kind of creative day. So watch for that on the 5th. And then he has a biquintile to Uranus, which is a great idea. That's next Sunday or Monday, Saturday the 6th. And it is Labor Day next week. So we're off on Monday. So I will be doing the radio show still on Sunday, though. Mercury has entered his shadow. He did that last week when he hit the world axis. So he's moving along. And he's in the shadow, meaning all the stuff that's going on right now is the stuff you're going to be dealing with while Mercury's retrograde. He's going to be in Libra for 65 days. And I can't tell you the number of people last week who got job offers. I had like 7 or 8 got, you know, who've been looking for a while, some of them. And got the offer, because Mercury hit those nodes, man, and people were like, here's an offer, here's an offer, here's an offer. So that continues this week as Mercury rolls through the eclipse degree. Now, the eclipse is going to be at 4 in a couple of weeks. When I forgot to say, the eclipses are coming. They start as of now, because we're in the approach to the solar eclipse. So we're forward moving and really kind of creating. And Mercury is in conjunct Neptune on the 3rd, which, again, another emotional day or a day of opportunity for healing, but really deeply feeling. And then Mercury goes forward and is aspecting Sedna on the 6th, a lot of water, a lot of emotion, and Poseidon, Mercury on Poseidon, a lot of water energy. The water planets, Trans-Neptunian and Haumea and Makemake, are all active, okay? They're Polynesian gods, which I haven't really studied yet. I have to add them to my list. Just too much to keep track of. But a lot of water energy. So watch for water stories, emotional ocean stories, understanding ocean connections. Venus goes, she's on the world axis at 14, Leo, and she's stationing. She's getting ready to stop, so she stops this week. And she stations and turns direct on the 6th, next Saturday, at 14:23, and she says, okay, I'm going forward now. And this week she works with Mars. She unites with Mars for the second of three, just opportunities for her and Mars to chat about what she wants and tell Mars what to do, because that's what she does. And those people that have a Venus-Mars aspect, when the conjunction happens, the 1st of September, which is Tuesday, is a fabulous day to go out and meet somebody. So get your butt out the door to a party if you're looking to meet someone. Get your butt out the door to an opportunity you don't normally take. We're not going to have the Excess Astrology Week this Tuesday the 1st, so don't come there because we're not there. But go other places. Meet other people. It's a great opportunity day for connecting and relating. Venus also talks to Neptune on the 1st. So there's dates where people really fall in love, and the 1st and the 2nd are really big relationship days this week. They also are financial offers. Some people are starting new jobs on those days. Great. 1st and 2nd, fabulous days to start new jobs, because you're beginning on a conjunction of the goddess of love and money with the god of action. And they're in happy signs. They're in Leo, so it's a nice, good launch day. If you're launching something, that's a good day to do it. I know Mercury's in its shadow and Venus is retrograde. But if, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So it's a good day to initiate activities if you need to. And Venus, of course, trines Pallas Athena later in the week, moving retrograde on September 3rd. So you get really good ideas on the 3rd. And then, of course, she stations to go direct on the 6th next Saturday. Mars this week, 15 to 17, he's hanging out with Venus. So he meets Venus, and then he talks to the nodes of fate on the 2nd. And that's one of those, you know, meets Venus and then argues with the destiny, right? And the north node, of course, is in Libra, ruled by Venus. So that's kind of like you go and you say, you know, I'm not real happy with this. So watch for the I'm not real happy with this. I know I had a couple things come to light last week, and I kind of went, you know, I'm not real happy with that. So when Madeline and I were having dinner tonight, I said, you know, I'm kind of thinking about this. And she's like, well, yeah, you probably need to say something. I'm like, yeah, you know, I hate that. You know, I just hate it. Why do I have to say something? Well, there's the aspect. You got to say something. So this is the week for clarifying. Remember, Saturn's still in Scorpio, so we can have some mighty big misunderstandings running. People got a little bent out of shape. Something happened. They heard it, and they're kind of like, really? What did you do? Why did you do that? So this week with that aspect, when Mars hits those nodes, it's a good time to kind of stand in your heart place, because it's in Leo and it's right on the world axis, and say, you know, I've noticed this, and I'd like to talk about it. Use those I words, as Heather always goes, use those I words. I would like to talk about it. I feel this. And, you know, it's a good week for clarifying what you want and why, because Mars meets with Venus, and Venus has been keeping track of where she's not being getting the love, because she's going retrograde in Leo, right? So Leo is love. Retrograde is I'm not as much as I want to be. Venus loved getting the money, getting paid, whatever. You know, so what you want to do with her is say, you know, I noticed I did this, and I think I have a little problem with this. Can we talk about it? It's a good week for that kind of conversation, because there's no major killer aspects where you're going to end the relationship and storm off out the door. That was last 2 weeks ago. This is also a reconnecting week. You know, if you did break up with someone during Venus retrograde, it's very likely they're going to come back, or they want to come back and have a conversation with you and say, you know, I have something I want to say. And you might want to say, I don't really need to talk to you about this. Thanks very much. Because with Mars aspecting the nodes, maybe you don't want to talk to them. But it is an opportunity for people to make that connection and have that kind of conversation. Jupiter is sesquiquadrate Uranus, the 2nd of September. This is a stressful aspect. Jupiter is in Virgo, a sign he does not particularly care for. Uranus is in fire sign, so he's in a sign he's kind of hot about and he gets a little crabby with. So we have to honor that the two of them are very much working together, right? And when they work together in a biquintile, that's easy. When they work together in a sesquiquadrate, not so much fun. It's stress plus taking action. So watch for what the stress taking action energy is in your life as we approach the second. Because it's like, you know, you have to do it, but you don't really want to. But if you do it, you'll feel better, but you don't really want to do it. It's one of those energies. So we kind of go, okay, I'm, you know, working on this stuff. It's all a process. Everything's a process. And remember, there was an excellent interview I was reading. It's not about failing. It's not about not doing it right. It's not about being stupid or not having accomplished what you want. It's a thing that didn't work out the way you wanted it to. No points for pain. No beating yourself up. Just say, you know, that didn't really work the way I wanted to. Let me try it again. And with all these energies in kind of productive signs, excellent time to say, you know, that really wasn't what I really wanted. Can I do it again on a different level? And the universe will be like, sure, get it together. Because when Saturn goes into Sag, you know, it's a whole different energy. Juno, busy, busy, the 23 to 25 of Virgo. So she's talking about how to merge and make some new partnerships. So maybe that the old ones aren't really what she wanted, so she's looking for new. And there's a lot of energy around relationships needing to take a new step or change in a direction. Remember, Venus is going to station to go direct. So as she stops, we're going to feel a Venus buildup of a need to do something about relationships because we just have to because she's stopping. You don't have to. You can watch the stuff boil away in you and kind of go, wow, look at that. I am, like, really wired. But it's about honoring that Venus wants to be acknowledged, loved, respected, cared for. You know, that's important to her. I mean, it's important to all of us. But it's particularly important to her this week. Capito stations to turn direct on September 6th. So that's when your new tribe assembles. So this week can be about shifting and adjusting your tribe. Moons this week, particularly productive moons. We like them. The moon on Monday is in Aries, and it is goes void on Tuesday at 12:37 with a conjunction to Uranus. So it's a hopping moon. Grand trine in fire because Venus and Mars are meeting up. And they're working with the moon, and they're working with Uranus and Aries. Wednesday, moon's void all day Tuesday. Goes into Taurus Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday is a little harder because the moon is opposite Saturn and separating. So it's an ending energy or a releasing energy or that's not going to work energy. Remember, Venus is retrograde. So whatever's going on with her, not good. Gemini, on Friday morning, Saturday, Gemini moon, very productive, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Cancer moon, closing aspect, trine to Saturn, nice. Labor Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Cancer moon, and nice Venus closing aspects. Nice moon closing aspects to Saturn, wrapping up the summer and saying forward. I am going to be in Cleveland at the end of the month, so we are doing some readings there in Cleveland. Vegas is sold out. Kind of excited. We've confirmed with most people, so if you're on the list and you've heard or you haven't heard, don't worry. We'll let you know one way or the other. But Cleveland is happening. I am doing a workshop in Cleveland on Sunday. It's on my website, and it's on their website, and I'm also doing a lecture on Monday night on eclipses and the upcoming T-square. So those are both really good, fun, juicy, lots of information. And in the workshop on Sunday, we'll be working with our own charts, too. We'll be doing some progressions and some hands-on work. So on that note, the British lady has spoken, and I'm going to hang up and wish you all a great week and a great end of summer. Labor Day is here. Take care. Talk to you all next week. Big hugs. Bye-bye.